Legendary shearer John Hutchinson may have hung up his handpiece, but that hasn't shelved his passion for the industry and its hardworking people. A third-generation shearer, John grew up at Inman Valley on the Fleurieu Peninsula. He won 6 Open Shearing Championships of Australia, was 3 times Australia Shearer of the Year, and placed 3rd in the World Shearing Championship at Bath and West Show, England in 1977. From 1992 to 2002, he was the senior shearer trainer in South Australia and ran the Shearer Shed Hand Training Program. He trained hundreds of young Australians, some of whom are among the nation's top shearers now. In 1970, he demonstrated shearing at the Expo 70 Osaka in Japan. In 1998, he went to Jordan Bardia to train Jordanians in mechanical shearing. In 1999, he received the Order of Australia Medal in recognition of his services to the wool industry and, in 2002, was inducted into the Shearers Hall of Fame in Hay, New South Wales. I've been trying to catch up with John for a few weeks. He's a man I hold in very high regard and who has had quite an influence on my family and my own working farm and rural journalism life. Turns out all I had to do was go to his Waipinga shearing shed, where I would find him working just as hard as always. How long have you been working in sheds for now, John?
Longer than I'd like to think, Brian, but I reckon about 60 years.
And how many sheep have you seen in that time?
I've probably seen a few million, but I haven't shorn that many.
How many do you reckon you have shorn?
Well, it'd be in the hundreds of thousands, but I haven't done as many as some full-time shearers. There's some fellas that have lived on the board and probably done a million in their lifetime. Yeah, there's some tough men out there. I remember meeting up with John Richardson, one of our top shearers, started at 13, did nothing but shear, and he was 64, still doing 200 a day. Amazing man.
And what could you get up to on an average sort of run?
Well, I wasn't a gun, Brian. I went in for quality shearing, which set me up well for shearing competitions. In the competitions, you needed quality and speed. I was sort of getting over the 200s on the best days, yes, where that was with narrow combs, whereas now with the wide combs, they're sort of talking 200 to 300. But I'm not in that category. Or not now at my age.
Well, the all-important thing, the boys have just switched off at Tarway Smoko, is it?
My favourite time of the day.
I'm just going to ask you, John, do you reckon it's as good as it was in the old days, or is it the same?
It's quite different, Brian. I started in 1957, and some of the characters you saw in the industry then you'd never see today. I might name Neville Penny as one, but there was a lot more colour. I think it's to do with the conditions. Nearly every other shearer had a big old clapped out Ford custom line, and you'd see him head off with all his gear on the hood and boot full and weighed down on the springs, and away they'd head way up from Broken Hill. And then you'd hear about them blowing tyres and breakdowns, and then when they'd get out there, conditions were shocking, mosquitoes and scorpions and everything you can think of, and then they had nothing to do but to yarn and make their own entertainment and probably have a fight or two, whereas today they skim out there in these modern cars and probably go into their room of a night and watch DVDs, their character's gone. It's hard to comprehend, I know, but there were some beauties about when I first started.
So not as much colour and probably not as much colourful language either.
There's still a bit of language about.
The sheep don't change too much?
No, still a bit of language about.
You've looked after a lot of young fellas and brought them through, taught them how to shear and put them on the right track and taught them how to work in a shed. Yeah. You'd be pretty proud of some of those achievements.
I'm very proud of many of those boys, Brian. Some have done exceptionally well. We didn't only teach shearing, we taught ethics and how to relate to people in the industry. And there were some great shearers have come out of it. And perhaps the most notable one was Shannon Warnus, the twice world champion shearer. I think he won 40 major titles in Australia straight off. Best shearer I think Australia has ever produced. Other good shearers, yep. The training I think's had a lot of benefit.
Look, it's Smoko time, so you better get in there and top them up.
I don't like missing Smoko, Brian.
Shearing legend John Hutchinson giving us a look at his shearing shed, but also some of that fantastic insight into the industry that he's spent 60 years involved in. There's not too many people in shearing circles or sheep circles that don't know John. My father was taught to shear by John and went on to shear for some, I don't know, 30, 40 years himself. Having those great stories, some of those larrikin stories about the good old days, the colourful old days, and John is only too happy to talk about those stories, and I most certainly could listen to them all day long. Thank you very much, John.